With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A powerful winter storm has arrived in Southern California for the Christmas holiday. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sherrard at the LA office says mudslides and debris slides are an issue with all this rain.
Folks are near the foothills and especially near the burn areas. A lot of folks have evacuated, and if anybody's there, there's still a danger of some mudslides, mud flows, which could impact homes. It could be a life-threatening. So, you know, that's why the local emergency managers encourage folks to evacuate some of these areas. It's that volatile with this kind of high-intensity rainfall.
The atmospheric system over the region is expected to produce between 3 to 6 inches of rain in the coastal and valley areas and 5 to 11 inches in the foothills and mountains. Petroleum analysts are reporting this Christmas will be the cheapest at the pump since 2020.
It's some relief as families juggle higher costs elsewhere. Right now, gas prices are sitting below $3 a gallon in 40 states. The cheapest, Oklahoma, leading the nation with averages as low as $2.30 to $2.37 a gallon. The most expensive, Hawaii, at $4.44 a gallon. California next, around $4.30 to $4.45 a gallon.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. On Christmas Eve, thousands of people flocked to Bethlehem's Manger Square and other Holy Land sites after 2 years of subdued Christmas celebrations because of the war in Gaza. Scouts groups marched and played festive music on Wednesday in Bethlehem and Nazareth. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 288 points today. This is SRN News. Do you spread the gospel?
If the answer is no, you are not alone. A new poll from the Barna Group finds just 31% of Christians say they believe that they have a personal responsibility to try and tell others about faith in Christ. That's down from 41% back in 2002, the highest percentage Barna recorded in the past 25 years. The most disturbing thing about these numbers is that even as evangelism wanes, an increasing number of unsaved Americans say they are interested in the gospel. Michael Harrington reporting.
An attempt by Israeli authorities to write a routine parking ticket in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem turned violent this month as members of the community quickly gathered to protest, attacking and injuring 13 police officers. The violence reflects growing tensions between Israeli authorities and the ultra-Orthodox as the government mulls plans to draft them into the military. This is SRN News. U.S. stocks drift to more records on a holiday-shortened day of trading.
The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 288 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.2%. Markets closed early for Christmas Eve. They'll remain closed on Thursday for Christmas. Dynavax Technologies soared 38%. The vaccine maker is being bought by the French pharmaceutical company Sanofi in a deal worth about $2.2 billion. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.13%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The U.S. economy expanded at a strong 4.3% annual rate from July through September as consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.